Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hey, AfterBuzzers! It's your host, Nicolette Galena, and as Bing is for doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210 Season 5, the second episode, The Sea Change. This episode was insane. I have my co-host over here. We have Carmela in the building again. And we have the lovely Bam joining us tonight.
Thank you.
So excited to have you. It was a nice surprise. I'm glad you're a fan of the show as well. You know, normally it's us two in here, so it's nice to have a third member in here.
And a male.
Yeah.
Yes. We get a male perspective, which is really, really nice. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about the episode.
I'm ready.
We're going to start with Max, Naomi, and Alec. Now, they... you know, started the episode this time, and
just to tease, guys. Nick, don't you guys have a special guest later on as well?
Yes, we have a special guest calling
in. Of course,
in.
We can't forget about Ronnie, but I wanted to make it a surprise, like you know, later in the show. But of course, we have Ronnie Jr., an AfterBuzz host as well, calling in
from New York City.
New York City. He used to DJ all the shows that we did for 90210. He's a huge fan. I actually turned him into a fan.
Yes.
I did, and he absolutely loves the show. So he will be calling in, and I look forward to seeing what he has to say about this new season of 90210. Now, Naomi and Max, I mean, they have the cutest relationship. I mean, out of all of them, I feel it's the most genuine. And basically, this guy, Alec, is really trying to ruin the whole situation in their relationship. And I still don't trust him. I mean, even the whole wedding reception, it went very nice. Not at first, though. We had Naomi, of course, kicking out the main people who she was trying to impress, which that is typical Naomi.
Yeah, it is.
Always ruining something. I mean, what did you think
she
about the
reception? She fixed it, though. She fixed it. First of all, she keeps postponing their honeymoon, which I think is super cool of her, how she's just going with the flow with that.
No, we need to get to that. But what did you think about the wedding reception?
I thought the wedding reception was okay. But if you even go back prior to even the... in the first scene, mm-hmm. between the three of them, Alec makes it known that he does not like Naomi. But what he's done every time is he kind of changes his mind and he pretends that he's okay with whatever Naomi does.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was like, well, a wedding reception, these people don't want to go to a wedding reception. But then it was like he had a change of mind, like he had something in the back of his mind that he was plotting.
Yeah.
And then so he's like okay with it. And Naomi doesn't really see, or as it appears, she doesn't really see that he has different motives and intentions.
And I totally agree with you. I mean, even from his look that he gives her. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I was thinking, okay, he's either going to pull something and is going to ruin it, or having, like, the paparazzi come and take photos. I just felt like exactly what you were saying, that he was going to interrupt the whole reception. Mm-hmm. And she... But the thing is about Naomi, though, I feel like she catches on to those things. I mean, even though she's, like, this ditzy girl sometimes, I feel like she's like, okay, you know what? Two can play the same game. Especially when she... kicked out the people and she brought them back in and was like, you know what, we're going to make it into a Naomi Clark party. And that's, you know, what it usually ends up being. But she also
did that because she had to save her ass because,
oh, yeah,
you know, her reputation was online because of the bloggers and the magazines has already kind of put her out to be this tramp. Fast mm-hmm. girl, you know, party goer. So she kind of, you know, Naomi always, when she's doing something, normally it's to save her ass and to make herself look great.
That is correct. You know?
That's always for her. But then mm-hmm. there's always something in the mix that she does wrong
yeah.
when she's trying to do that. And it's the classic Naomi. That's really what I call it. I mean, you know, from it last is. Episode, mm-hmm. the limo crashing. I mean, typical yeah. Naomi style. I also was thinking, I mean, definitely at the end, you know, I feel like Alex's new plan is to push Max away from Naomi. Mm-hmm. You know, as we saw after the whole entire wedding reception, I don't feel like the gift he gave her was sincere.
I feel the complete opposite. I think he's, like, going to support it from now on.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think he's going to support
really?
It because based off him jumping, knowing, I'm sure with him being best friends with Max, I'm sure he knew that they were getting ready to go somewhere. And then all of a sudden now he's like, oh, we have to go to Japan. You know, the plane's already outside. And so he immediately just threw salt in the game. And so the gift may have been sincere, but he has
he's definitely all about business, but I feel like she is proving herself to him.
Well, I don't
slowly
feel
but
that,
surely.
But I feel like he just does not like her in general. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even I don't even feel like Max and his friendship is even genuine.
I was getting ready to question that. Like, obviously Max graduated from college. He's in mm-hmm. he's in college now, so he's of course he has a different friend now. But how are the two of them friends? You know, what do they have in common? And I kind of question his sexuality. I'm kind of confused with...
with Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of confused because when they were at the reception and he saw Naomi and them standing, the way that he was looking with envy, it was kind of like, what are you...
Are you liking
looking?
Him more?
Yeah.
That's crazy that you say that.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Certain little things that you pick out. I mean, it could totally go that way. Mm-hmm. And then in a way, it's like maybe he's just using Max. I mean, obviously you can tell that Max is the one with the brains, you know, and Alec is obviously the one behind the whole, you know, persona and bringing all these different people in. So it's either he's using him. I mean, I feel like we're definitely going to come up with some kind of conclusion with this whole Alec person, because I really don't like how they brought his character in. Mm-hmm. Trying to ruin like their relationship. It was pretty ridiculous. A lot happened at this wedding reception, especially poor Silver. I mean, that girl is going through a lot. But before we get into that, we would love to do some iTunes. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you guys go to iTunes to AfterBuzz TV and make sure that you download and rate and pass and tell all your friends about this show, because we absolutely want to get into the top 10. And so, again, go to iTunes, download, rate, tell a friend, tell a cousin, tell a mom, brother, sister. And then also don't forget about the podcast app, which it organizes all of your AfterBuzz subscriptions. So besides 90210, there may be Castle or other shows that, mm-hmm. you know, that you guys like. It organizes all of that. So iTunes, download and rate, and then don't forget the podcast app.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
And there you have it.
So this wedding reception, I mean, we had Silver, Teddy coming together. We had Liam and Vanessa coming together. I mean, there were so many different situations going on at this wedding reception. We're going to start with Silver and Teddy. I mean, their whole relationship to me is very... weird.
Super weird.
Weird and not in a bad way. I mean, it's weird in a good way as well. I mean, they definitely got down to details, which they totally skipped. I mean, as we saw, you know, in the past seasons, you know, when she found out he was gay, they never talked about, like, when they were together. Mm-hmm. And they finally did bring that up in this episode, how, you know, Silver was just like, you know what, did you really love me? And I really question, like, I mean, I have a lot of gay friends who
guys,
said...
Guys, we got an incoming call.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go ahead and answer for
you. Oh, yay! Hello, hello.
You're on the line.
Hello!
Hi! Hey, buddy.
What's up, you guys?
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting to have you. I was so excited when Camilla she told me you were calling in. So I was so excited. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm like shaking because I'm so excited to talk about this show. It's legitimately, Nicolette, listen, it's like a OMG, what is it, STFU, like all these little like things that I want to say when I watch this show. And it's funny because I watched it when I lived in LA, and now I'm sitting here in the Harlem apartment and I'm just like plugged into all these LA things. And 90210, it could get a little predictable at times, but the show is not, I mean, it's not disappointing. Like they, except for Naomi's character, that's the only one I'm kind of like, I need a little bit more. I don't know if what you guys covered so far, but man, Nicolette is badass. Once again, season 5, right?
Yes, I know. We were just getting over actually talking about Naomi and Max and the whole Alex situation. I mean, do you have anything you'd like to say on that before we started talking about Silver and Teddy? But I mean, please chime in what you think about Naomi and Max, because we actually didn't have anybody say, you know, about Naomi's character. Like, what are you thinking this season from her?
I mean, it's just a little boring. I like to see her in a little bit more of, you know, a wreck situation. Always works. But I guess because, and I know you'll get to it later, the girl, you know, who got thrown off the balcony or whatever, I guess she's playing the villain kind of this little scenario. So I guess Naomi doesn't have to play that role, so we get to see a softer, nicer side of her. But it's just a little bit boring. I don't understand what the guy is doing, the friend or whatever, Alex is his name.
Alex,
I don't understand
his
storyline. So maybe there'll be some good stuff within the three of them and bad business. But it's, Naomi's a little bit like the least favorite character, you know, as far as the main group for me this season. But, you know, she's always pretty good towards the end or whatever.
Yeah, and you have to think, though, Ronnie, you know, it was hard for her to find love, and now she finally has it. So I think we can give her a little bit more episodes to be happy, you know, and enjoying her in loveness with Max, you know.
And as I remember, you're a hopeless romantic, so I know you probably connect to that. So,
totally.
Yes, you're right. We should see Naomi with Max, and it should be all good. I get it.
Yes. So let's give her some of that, you know, wedding love there. We were getting into Silver and Teddy, and we were really talking about, you know, their relationship and what we really think about, you know, how is it really for a guy who is gay and you dated past girls before? And I was saying, you know, I had gay friends who told me, oh yeah, you know, I've dated girls before, and they just really didn't like the girl that much. So I don't know if Teddy is being honest. I mean, what do you guys think, Bam?
Hey, Ronnie, what's up? This is Bam.
Hey, Bam.
I think that Teddy sincerely did love Silver, but I just think that because Silver is depressed right now because the two guys that she thought she had that she can kind of toy with and kind of decide on who she wanted to deal with, because they both decided to move on, now she's feeling vulnerable, and so now she wants to kind of take her frustration out on Teddy because she has no other guy around. And then Vanessa throws salt and says, oh, you know, the only date that you can get is your gay best friend. So she's vulnerable right now, and so she wants to take that out on Teddy. Me personally, that's what I think.
No, and I agree with you. I mean, it's kind of a bite in Silver's ass, you know what I mean? She was toying with these guys, and now they're like, you know what, finally, which I'm kind of happy for the guys, you know what, they need to move on. You know, Naveed needs to become this pimp that he wants to be, and you know, Liam, well, we'll get to that situation. I have a lot to say about that. You already know, Ronnie, I have a lot to say about
Liam.
Those two, okay? And you know, I really, honestly, I agree. I mean, I think he does love her. I feel like he feels bad for her, so he's obviously going to say things that is right.
Yeah, I cannot believe that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't even think he ever was trying to diss Silver. I think he was just trying to say it was a situation within himself. Listen, when a guy is gay and they are dealing with this female that, you know, he's seeing at the time, that's his own situation. She, as Ben was saying, Silver just tripped out because, you know, she did get the, oh, you're just here with your gay best friend, and she was, you know, feeling like unloved. Like, she didn't realize Teddy wasn't doing anything wrong to her. So I think it's a good dynamic between the two of them. Actually, their storyline is really good because they've had him dealing with her, you know, when he came out, and now the baby thing. I think those two learn from each other, and that's what's fun to watch for us fans, you know, of the show.
And Teddy even said that that was more him, not her.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, obviously it wasn't her. He's gay.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he can't help it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I can't believe that she tried to kiss him.
Oh, how awkward is that?
Oh, guys? He's like, you know I'm gay, right?
I would have felt so stupid.
Oh, my gosh. Me too.
But aren't they supposed to have sex soon?
No, she's just getting artificially.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, but she did say in that episode, this episode, that she was like, we should just go to the beach.
Yeah,
and, like,
well,
have sex.
Because she was ovulating.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, I kind of felt like there was going to be a moment where they were actually going to do
me
it.
Too.
You know? I really was feeling it. I was like, okay, they're really about
to do it right now. Am I weird with it? But I think sexuality, what is it called? The Kinsey scale? Like, I thought something was going to happen. I thought Teddy was maybe into her at that exact moment. They have a special thing. Like, I don't know. I was kind of thinking something would happen. I didn't think it was going to end that way at all. But
I agree.
Again, this story.
What?
No, I thought it was going to end that way just because it would have just been too easy for her to have sex with him because she was having a moment.
Yeah. So vulnerable. But, I mean, it was good for him because then you really see, okay, he's really gay and
this boy is gay.
Yeah, does not want silver. Getting into Dixon and Annie, I know it's a totally twist out of that whole relationship to them. I mean, does anybody else really have anything they want to say about Teddy and Silver?
No, just I'm over her baby talk, though. Like, just either do it already or give it a rest.
Yeah,
sister.
I mean,
like, you need a new problem or something.
We'll see. I mean, I feel the whole Liam and Silver situation, I kind of want to touch on that real quick before we move on. How she approached him already. I mean, we obviously know the real reason why Liam is not with Silver, mm-hmm. and we will get to that. But I feel like she took it so, like...
Personal.
So personal. Yeah. When she was just like, you know what, didn't actually, like, talk to him and, like, really understand where he's coming from. Obviously, he couldn't tell her the truth. But, girl, like, you know, I, like, don't take it so serious. Like, that's the thing about all these people and all these relationships on this show is, like, she's been
really selfish because, again, she told those two in the hospital, I'm ready to have a baby. If you guys can't handle that, basically mm-hmm. be gone. And now you can't go back and want to ask him to go out on a date.
Right.
You know, she's really selfish right now. She wants things her way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not happening, girl. It's not happening.
Man, but why can't Liam just tell her the truth, though?
Because...
Silver. I know it's like a situation.
Vanessa's crazy and she'll probably kill her.
Yeah.
She would kill her, dude.
I have a lot to say about her.
I can't wait to get to Vanessa.
I know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're really about to win her. You know, we had poor Dixon. Poor Dixon.
But before we get to that,
okay.
This fall we have tons of new shows. I think we have about 50 per week that we're doing.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of Nashville right now. Only one episode is aired, right? But I'm definitely going to tune into AfterBuzz and Park Avenue. What is it? 666 Park Avenue?
Yeah.
That is another dope show. But we have like 50 shows going on. So if you like a show, tune in. I'm sure we're covering it. But be sure to check out AfterBuzzTV.com because we have a lot going on now.
Carmella, but listen, the best show is the 90210 After Show.
Really, obviously.
Like, the fans that you guys have on Twitter that, like, give you information, I'm sorry.
Amazing.
I'm sorry, but 90210 is the best one out there. It's so good right now.
Thank you. Yay! But we have poor Dixon, you guys. I mean, this is so depressing. I mean, you know, last season he was all about the music, and now he hardly can do anything.
I know.
I hate his storyline.
Yeah, well, he's in a sucky spot for sure.
I mean, they really had to go there, huh?
I originally thought that he was in the accident because there was talk whether if he was going to come back or not. And
okay.
So that's what I thought. Maybe they were going to kill him off or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's actually alive and he's in, crimey.
It's kind of very dragging.
Yeah.
It's very Dragon's like, all right, it's okay, and maybe a couple more episodes, now he's going to start walking. You know what I mean? I just feel like, you know, they're like kind of dragging it along. I mean, now they have this situation with him at the
the coat check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, they have Annie, you know, trying to help him be a good sister. I mean, I really love their relationship.
I do too.
As brother and sister.
Yeah. I do too, because we haven't really seen them act as brother and sister for the past couple of seasons.
Exactly.
So, and you know, she even said to him, you know, I remember when you came into the family, you were this little boy, and I always told myself that I would make sure that you're okay, blah, blah, blah. And so we're finally starting to see them act as brother and sister. But of course, he's a grown man, so he's feeling like you're babying me and I could, mm-hmm. you know, be so sufficient or whatever. And so I think their relationship is cool watching because, again, as I said, we haven't seen them together. Mm-hmm. But him in a coma and just, oh,
he's so helpless.
Yeah.
Ronnie, what do you think?
It's a little bit boring. It's definitely doing the whole Jimmy Degrassi thing, for sure, putting the guy in the wheelchair, whatever. But the one thing that I would say about it is I thought immediately, I was like, okay, we're going to see that he's going to have issues with this. He's going to want to feel like a grown man, but he can't. I'm thinking he had drug issues already when he was trying to do the music. Mm-hmm. Is he going to fall into painkillers? Is he going to fall into a depression? I'm thinking if anything, that would be maybe a storyline to go off of, or that would be something a little bit more interesting. But generally, yeah, I'm kind of over it.
I hope not. I hope he doesn't go back to the whole painkiller thing, because I don't like that storyline either. And plus, it happened too quick. Like, he went onto drugs and then he went to rehab. It was too quick.
Oh, and the only other good thing about it is you have this weird Adriana thing. I mean, to think about it, Adriana wasn't really feeling him, right? I mean, Nicolette, I know, watches every aspect of every show, but I mean, now she's kind of back into him, and that didn't happen before, so maybe there is something, but it's not within these first two episodes. It's a little weak to start. But.
Yeah.
I feel like she wouldn't be into him had this not happened. But what do you guys
think?
But also remember, Dixon left Adriana.
Yeah.
He left her, and he didn't even tell her that he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So she has every right to go about her business. So, absolutely that she's back because
But, a relationship that's based off that type of guilt or that type of, you know, high-stress situation, it's going to be bad, especially with Adriana and catching other feelings with that one guy that said, what did you tell her?
Yeah,
oh,
Taylor.
You can't undo feelings?
Oh, that's right. You can definitely undo feelings real quick, okay?
I don't think you can.
I mean, if it's there, like if they had that connection, you know, it could be there.
But they randomly met. Like, I think the whole situation was just like,
I think he's sticking around.
But I mean, the fact that he's creeping and freaking being a stalker, you know, of course she's gonna be like, okay.
Well, he's not really being a stalker. He just so happened to, you know, but
just so happened. He was like, hold on, where does she live? I'm gonna go to the beach store right there, and that's where she's gonna be. He obviously did some research. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. And kept the note that he
write that note. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of stalker, I have some gossip for you guys later on.
Oh yay! Ooh. I can't wait.
Hang on. And we got introduced to a new guy, Riley, in the wheelchair with Annie. I feel like they're going
to
have a situation.
Which, okay, Lindsay from Louisville, Kentucky, my homegirl, she texted me last night. She was like, girl, I need you to say and let us know that, you know what, I'm so over Annie and jumping into all these relationships. And now she's really about to have a relationship with this new guy, which I'm just like, hold up, okay? Annie, what? Just don't get her. I don't get her in men. First, it was an old man, okay? Then we had a priest. You know, they really be having her in these weird situations.
Yeah, they are. Now this guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
you know,
absolutely
what I mean?
Not.
But it's just the fact she gets thrown into these situations.
Yeah, I don't really like the way they move her. I mean, she was kind of like the lead at first, and now they've kind of bumped her, and now it's all about Naomi. And she's just with all these different random guys.
And it's just weird, right? I mean, it doesn't really make sense to me. What do you think, Ronnie?
Uninteresting. You're right. She needs to date somebody that's a little more compelling. They're all, I don't know. I think she should go back she can't really go back with anybody.
Yeah.
It's a little bit boring.
Get a new hobby.
Right. And I feel or if she has a relationship, why don't they make it into something like cool, you know, like someone who's exciting and they can do crazy stuff, or just make her into the problem. She's always perfect. Like, you know, most of the time she is perfect. She needs to have some trouble.
Yeah. She needs an issue.
Except for when she was with that crazy psycho guy in the past.
Yeah, she needs to go back to a hot mess. Hot mess situation, for sure.
She's too goody girl right now, and I can't deal. It's driving me crazy.
How about if she went with Liam? What would you think of that?
Oh, gosh. Well, Liam, I mean, I'm just waiting for the day that I'm with Liam, but it's okay. I'll wait.
I saw your boo at a restaurant.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. In studio.
I can't even watch the show. What's the guy's name? Matt Lanter, his character.
Yeah.
I can't even watch Liam without thinking, okay, it's a good, like, sex scene or whatever. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. But Nicolette should be with him instead. Like, you know that I always think whoever he's dating on the show, it should be you instead. Like, that's how I watch the show now because of you.
I would be a good match for him, I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really... I mean, I feel like the only thing good that we're getting out of the whole Dixie and Annie situation is showing that, you know, they do care about each other. They are brother and sister, and they can show, you know, how siblings should be that close to each other.
I love seeing the mom come back last week. I know it was just one episode, but I thought that was kind of cool.
But I was just like, dang, she already lets appear, and her son is in critical condition.
Right?
Like, I don't understand how she's going to jet set. Okay, well, deuces, Annie. Have a good time. Like, she should have
listened. Take care of my boy.
I know she should have.
Kids are grown.
One more, you know.
See ya.
One more taping or something like that, but she was like, I'm out of there. I do want to pick out, though, it was really cute, if anybody else noticed, but I noticed these things. Adriana matched Dixon's neck brace. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it was like a green.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't catch that.
I did catch that little head pat in the beginning, though.
Oh, yeah. How awkward is that, you guys?
Yeah. She was like, good to see you.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't get
in the very beginning when she was fumbling around with her note.
Yeah, he totally was like so irritated that she really patted him on the head. But yeah, they did match really nicely the neck brace.
Well, just really quick about Dixon, what do you think about his whole thing about his whole issue is he's fearing that he's not going to get well soon and that Adriana won't wait for him?
I don't think she will wait for him, honestly, but I feel like he'll be okay with it when that time comes. Like, so he'll meet somebody else, like, in therapy or something.
Hopefully.
And
I mean, I feel like he shouldn't be thinking like that right now. First of all, you know, you can't sit there and be in a wheelchair and think, okay, my girlfriend's going to leave me. That's not going to make you feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to focus
I'm
on what you need to do.
He's going
to
go in that depression and get back on those drugs. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I think. That's how I thought the story was written, in my opinion. But we'll see.
I mean, I hope not. You know, I don't think so.
He's too worried about her.
I mean, he definitely needs to focus on himself, and I feel like that's just putting more stress on him. And I mean, especially when he was in the coat check room.
Oh my gosh, that was so
terrible. Like, I mean, come on now, y'all.
Yeah.
He couldn't get up.
That was like, come on now.
That was a bit much.
You knew that was going to happen.
Of course.
Yeah. Just predictable.
But that's just so sad. Yeah. Like, come on now. You're going to really let him fall
and not be able to get up?
But she didn't. No, I mean,
I know.
He was going to the coach. This story just...
I'm over it. Yeah. So, Adriana and Taylor. Now, this was one thing, you know, when Dixon was going to get her coat, she had to just give Taylor that look, like, come follow me. And that's what I was so irritated. Girl, if you really don't care about him, don't be giving him looks
she
like that.
She does care about him, though. I'm telling you. There's something there.
And again, you say that...
Adriana and who? That guy?
That dude. Taylor.
You're saying that someone can't undo their feelings, but again, you just kind of... backed up what we're saying. She gave the look saying, you know, come see me. So why does she want to see him if she doesn't have feelings for him?
She just wanted a good banging, I think.
You're
and
right.
That's all that was. I don't know. No,
bang number two.
I don't know. That's so weird. That is so weird that she did that. You're right. It is hysterical. But she's
I don't know.
I don't like him for her. I think he's like a villain. There's something wrong with him. And you know, he comes over here and he opens up the club and he's like all on her ass. It's not
all
good.
On her
There's
ass.
Something.
I mean, to me, I guess the reason why I say, you know, the feelings, like, undo whatever, I mean, because I just feel like it's wrong for her in general to, you know, be with Dixon. I mean, especially in his situation, then it's like, just don't be with Dixon at all. You know
but
what I
she
mean?
She is in a tough spot right now. She knows what Dixon's going through, and if she left him right now, he would be tore up.
And
but
most,
I feel like she does have feelings for this guy, though. She's just confused.
Yeah.
Where is she at? I mean, she's dealing with these two feelings between two different guys or whatever. Where is she at with her music-wise? Like, when she left the opportunity her manager, was that it? Was she done?
Right, because he wasn't in this episode. So you almost kind of thought maybe they were going to hook up. But then for episode one of season five, she just has this random one-night stand. So, again, I'm confused with her storyline because now it takes, what's his name, who plays the manager, who was here last week? It takes Austin's character out of the equation, so now he's not even in this episode.
Right.
So what's going on?
Well, basically, I guess, Austin's not going to be coming back for a while.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
Yeah, so I guess her music career is just
on hold.
Yeah. Which I think is crazy for, you know, one little thing. I guess they're just wanting to take her storyline, but I don't know where her storyline's going to go. Is it just between two guys?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody's storyline going to be between two guys?
I thought 90210 fans really liked her storyline as a musician.
Oh,
I thought like,
I
a lot
definitely
of fans
did.
Enjoyed that, which is weird, you know, for her not to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and Dixon obviously is hurt, so he's in a wheelchair, so he can't do music. So I don't know.
I felt like they should have at least kept that going for Adriana, which hopefully maybe with the club business and this Taylor guy, you know, maybe okay, she will get better opportunities when this club opens, and maybe she can get back on that track, and that'd be nice. And maybe we could get to see Austin. I mean, right now it says he's not.
And even
back,
on episode one, wasn't she just kind of using him for sex? I mean, didn't she kind of say like, "Thanks, buddy, like I'm good, right?"
For
didn't she do that in episode one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I'm just like, she really left like she did not care.
She didn't care, but...
Like you... I don't know.
I don't...
Yeah.
This is the biggest toss-up, because you can't really tell. Yeah. Like, you know, and that's what happens. You know, people do their little relationship thing or their one-night thing, and it's supposed to be no feelings, and all of a sudden she's, you know, knocked on her butt with figuring it out. So that is... Maybe that will be funner to watch than we expected,
you know? Had he not shown up to Beverly Hills 90210, she would have never thought about this guy. She would have went about her business. But now that he's there and she sees him physically, now
things are changing.
Yeah.
But originally it was not love at first sight, and she did not sleep with him because she liked him. She slept with him just to get over her ex, which now she's back with. And overall, this whole thing, you know, Naveed and him seem to be buddy-buddy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
Naveed's
character.
Friends with anybody.
It is true.
Naveed.
But I'm loving his character right now. Like, this is what I've been
Ambrosia
wanting.
Ambrosia and Trixie. He shows up with Ambrosia and Trixie.
I can't. I mean,
the porn stars.
I want to see this more. I want to see these guys having fun and,
you
know, wild out a little bit. I feel like they've been in so intense relationships. Like,
I'm excited to see Naveed wilding out.
I know, because he's no longer the nice guy anymore.
Yeah, he's always got a girlfriend.
And it also helped with the story.
And he's commented on that, right? He's even said, like, I'm going to just really be a different kind of guy. Uh-huh. So, yeah, he'll be fun to watch. Whose porn stars were there? Didn't he say they were
his dad's porn stars?
And that's why I'm like, oh, like, you're okay with that now? You're okay with the porn
He's like, it's my new
now?
Image, hanging with porn stars.
But also,
weird he is the nice guy, and you don't even get thrown off by it. Like, Naveed is just such a good character that if he goes wrong, you still go with it. If he goes soft and sweet, you go with it, too. Like, Naveed is just a fun character to watch.
And then he also needed the dates because he needed to prove to Silver that he's over her.
I
think it'd be cool because, again, they focus more on the girl storylines. And so now we'll start to get a little bit more of what's going on with Naveed.
Exactly.
And so normally the guy storyline is based around what the girls are doing. So now Naveed has his own storyline again.
I love it.
And so it'll help, you know, with some of the other storylines that we don't particularly care for the girls.
Definitely. And hopefully maybe it'll make the other characters' storylines kind of intermingle with his storyline to make it more interesting because he is the single one now.
Yeah.
You know? Grand finale! Can I get a drum roll? Yes. Liam and Vanessa.
OMG!
Now, like I said, last episode, okay, we saw her in the car. I knew something was up with that whole insurance thing. I was like, I knew
in her face. She is such a creep.
That she had something up her sleeve, and I knew that they were going to find out about how...
Yeah.
The cameras.
She's twisted.
Which she installed without him knowing.
Yeah.
In which it burnt down, and I don't know why they're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did them cameras still work?
I know.
If everything burned down.
But then again, she is psycho, and I swear she probably like a witch or the devil or something, so she probably had those on lock in a cement thing about to take care of her.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know, we had that, and blackmailing him. I mean, honestly, I don't know what I would have done if I was Liam. At the end of the day...
He tried to give homegirl a check for money, and she wouldn't take it.
And she wouldn't take it because she now wanted to blackmail him with the whole fire thing. And so now she made an agreement saying that, you know, do the film, stay in L.A., and after the film is over, if you don't feel any connection, then it'll be over.
Which is a bold-faced lie because she's completely twisted and insane.
Right, and then once he gets to the house now... He finds out that he has to actually move in with her. And then once he's there and he doesn't want to do that, then they're at the party, and then Vanessa's character announces that they're engaged. So every time they're in a scene together, she ups the ante so that he can't get out of it.
And I'm just like, okay. First of all, I don't see how he could have had sex with her, okay?
But that was hot, how he picked up and threw up against the wall.
Yes, the scene was very hot. Yes, and the beach house and all that tension.
It was hot.
I was not paying attention to her, though. I was like, ugh.
That was the moment I was like, but if Nicolette was there, this would be a much better
scene. Or Carmella. What about me, Ronnie?
She's crazy. She plays a really good villain. I do think it's tough for him because he can't tell Silver, right? He can't tell Silver what the true story is. He never said nothing, right?
I feel like he freaking could, and I know Silver wouldn't say anything, but she would take her down. Honestly.
Ooh. Yeah. You think he's going to tell her?
Do you think he can tell Silver, being that she's kind of have her whole thing with the baby and her sickness? Maybe he feels like it's not the appropriate time to
be stepping on. Well, you make a good point there. Definitely. I mean, that could be it. But shit, if I was him, I mean, I would want somebody to know, like, what the hell situation I'm in. Like, this girl is crazy. Like, I mean, do I take her to a crazy asylum, or do I
She needs to go.
What do I do?
But like, I think also in the back of his mind, he's thinking, I lied about the fire. She has it on tape.
Of course.
And I can go to jail for arson.
Like, any minute.
Yeah. So he's kind of, his character's like he's really stuck when they were at the club.
Well, he's about to be in more turmoil now. He let the chick just fall off the
ground
or something, I'm gonna call 911,
and then say it was an accident.
Sorry, buddy, you dug a big ditch for sure.
But it was because
she has proof.
But when she fell over, he saw that her body was laying in the water, and then once he called 911 and then went back to look down at her, she was gone.
You think she got up, or you think the water took her?
I'm telling you, she coming back. She?
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
She purposely probably fell off, and she gonna pop back up. She scares me.
She is crazy.
But that was not human. That's a pretty hard fall. I mean, how could she have get up? Do you think Liam think that she kind of just sailed away?
Yeah. I think he thinks she did.
Yeah.
But
it's predictable, 90210, right? We get it. But she's coming back, for sure. It could be three episodes, but she's coming back.
Yeah. If I was him, I would go hide. Because she is going to pop back up. I don't know where and when, but she's going to be like, Liam.
When is our wedding? Let's get married.
She's just crazy.
She's bananas.
That's really all I can say about it. And, I mean, I just really know she's coming back to life. I mean, I don't know if she went off to sea. I don't know if she ran off the beach. But then it's like, you know, if I was him, I would just take some cover because she's going to come back with a vengeance.
And
also when she was talking about Silver, she was like, it's Silver, isn't it? I swear she's going to come after Silver.
Oh, my God.
She's going to kill her.
And it's like one minute she's, I want you to love me. I want you to love me. And then the next minute she's giving him threats, and
do you think she
was seriously freaking me out at that last scene when she was like, I want you to love me.
She really wanted, you know, she really wanted him, and it was just, it's just crazy that I just feel like she's coming back, basically. That's just really what
she's coming means. Back.
Let's get into prediction, guys.
Ooh. I have some news and gossip really quick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so really quickly, just into the ratings. You know, last week they had 0.5. They were just under a million viewers last week, but they jumped up. They jumped up 14%, so they had close to like 1.3 million viewers.
Awesome.
So for CW, I think that's good. What do you guys think?
I think so too, yeah.
So they jumped up. That's good. Now, also, they have the 100th episode coming up.
Ooh.
And so there's going to be some people that are returning.
Really?
And
yay!
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Stalker.
Hold on.
Stalker.
Like they're a legit Stalker. Andy Stalker?
Yes, Andy Stalker.
Shut up! Yeah. No, he's
Jasper!
Not. No, he's freaking not.
If there's
isn't that crazy that we were just talking about that?
How did he end?
What were you saying?
And there's another person, but if you want to talk about Jasper.
Oh, no, I was just saying. Okay. We were just talking about that.
I know, and that's why I was like, I can't wait to get
my traditions. God, that's so crazy. Hold on, and then who else?
Okay, and then another crazy person that deals with Annie.
Oh, my God.
From the past.
Hold on.
She's crazy.
It's a girl.
That was a hint.
Holy crap, I'm really thinking about people back in the day.
She was crazy.
I'll
give you a hint.
Okay.
People thought she looked like a young version of Jenny Garth.
Oh, the cousin.
Yes.
Oh, hell no, the cousin's coming back?
Yes.
Oh, no. See, the cousin's coming back, y'all. That cousin was so crazy. I can't. This is so stressful. I'm stressed out for Andy. Annie, I feel sorry for you that she, oh my god, she's really coming back. Oh gosh.
There's someone else that's going to appear on.
There's another one.
Teo Cruz is also going to be featured in that episode as well.
Hi.
Okay.
What'd you guys think of Sammy Adams, by the way?
Who?
Sammy Adams.
Oh, the artist, yeah. I like the way 90210 always works in artists.
I like this
show.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, so that actually worked out.
And I thought it like set the tone for the whole Malibu, you know, that type of party.
Cute.
It definitely matched up to a certain scene, environment. His music's pretty good, so it worked. I kind of liked it,
actually. I was into it, too.
And I kind of like when they bring on these artists, because some of them I don't know of, and so then I'm like, last night, you know, I didn't know who Sammy Adams was, and then I was listening. I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm with it. Like, I like how they bring like the young artists onto the show.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah. Ooh, I cannot wait. Then that's about to be insane.
When's the 100th episode, man? Is it coming up like a couple episodes or?
I think soon, because I think last night was the 96th or 97th episode, so it'll be coming soon. So they've obviously already recorded it, and I got this source from HollywoodLive.com.
I mean, where...
You know what I wonder?
What?
I wonder... Sorry.
No, I'm listening.
I wonder about the guy who was playing the Liam character, that Dustin Milligan actor.
Oh, he's done.
I wonder if he shoots himself, like, damn, I'm not part of this show that just made its 100th episode. Like, you know what I mean? Because he left the show, right?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. These are the things I wonder. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. He left the show, which I was just like, okay, like, whatever. But I like Liam's character better.
And Liam, Matt Lantert, you know, Nicholas Boo, step right in and is winning, you know?
Oh,
so,
yeah, for sure. I can't imagine what this guy is coming back for.
The stalker, Jasper?
Yes!
Oh, my God. How did he leave? What happened?
I can't even remember.
He left because he needed help. And his mom and dad and
they
Annie
sent
was
him
like,
away.
Yeah, like
wait. And bam, tell me what's the cousin, the Annie cousin? Is
that
not
know.
The girl
it was
that
the
got
one
him
that wanted Liam?
Him-
it was the crazy cousin who wanted Liam. Yeah, she wanted Liam, and they set her up.
Oh yeah,
the whole team.
Oh,
they
set her up.
And that was when they kind of weren't on. They weren't like for Team Annie,
yes.
And so they all kind of all got with her and they set her up. But I think she's cool because I think she'll be kind of like what was the other girl who played in the? She'll be like a Tiffany Amber.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
You're going old school now.
Yeah, that's
right
what I'm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking
it.
She'll come and she'll be crazy and there'll be adults and so it needs some spice. So I think she'll. Her craziness will be really good.
All I gotta say is I'm glad that the whole crew knows she's crazy because it was driving me crazy that they didn't know that she was crazy. I'm just glad when she's coming in with a storm. Well, it's gonna be a bigger storm because they all know this girl's crazy and what the hell is she doing there? Ooh, I cannot wait. Okay, well there you have it. Thank you so much for the news and gossip.
You're
now predictions. What are we about to predict about?
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Ronnie, what do you think?
The only thing I could think is like Max and the business partner or whatever. I could think there's some kind of story that's going to unfold where some legal thing and it'll bring Naomi back in. She keeps having legal issues, so there'll be something there. I don't really know where Alex plays in that role. Mm. Liam, I actually don't know what's going to happen with him. I mean, he's going to have a lot of guilt. He's going to have some free time.
Mm-hmm.
So with that free time, he may make his way back to Silver, but as Nicolette said, it'll be right at that time when things are getting good,
mm-hmm.
and then boom, who
gonna
comes back? The
cover.
Dead Vanessa, you know?
Oh, man. Take some cover. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Ladies. Well, in addition to what he said, I think Annie is going to have something going on with that Riley dude.
Of course.
And I don't know what's going on with Alex and that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I really just can't wait to just know that Vanessa's about to come back and that she's.
I hope
freaking
you think she's going to come back in
screen.
This episode.
I don't think it's going to be right away. I mean, who knows though? Because she popped up right away in the first episode. Might as well just pop right back up.
She's popping up.
Well, next week's episode deal with them giving Naomi a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it'll be
That'll
more
be
focused
fun.
On the girls. But, again, hopefully we'll see Naveed and his whole thing.
Yeah.
I am kind of curious, although Alex character,
mm-hmm.
he's a slime ball. But I am curious to see where this goes because... Being that I think Dixon's storyline is kind of boring, I'm just hoping that this will be juicy. I hope something like really good comes out of this. I hope something really good comes out of the Taylor character. We're going to see more of Naveed, and the fact
and
that
I'm not underestimating Adriana's character. Like that's one that I would definitely. Especially now she has the music thing, and I mean, and then she's watching Silver, you know, go through the pregnancy thing, and you know, her baby that she never had. I mean, there's just so many issues that Adriana could dig into. Yeah. I can't wait to see them enroll on
and
this show. You know,
did you have anything else to say?
No.
Awesome.
We'll find out.
I mean, we have so much more to talk about. Again, Ronnie, thanks for
Ronnie. I'll see you this weekend.
You better.
It's like the only show I watch. I love you guys.
I know. You better call in next week too.
Where can we find you, Ronnie?
You could find me on my website, which is randomlyronniejr.com, and on Twitter at Ronnie Jr. Media. Yes, Carmella, we will hang out next week.
Actually, I won't be here next week, y'all, so maybe Ronnie and I will call in together.
All right, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Nicola Gauna. You can follow me on Twitter at Sinsei, S-I-N-S-E.
And I'm Carmella Mondello. You can follow me at Carmella Mondello.
And I'm Bam Erickson, and you can follow me at Bam Erickson on Twitter.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Woo!
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.